you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 6. So from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, men may know there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday. It's the start of a new week. It's May 20th, 2024. Exciting news flash. We have a new intern among us. In fact, last Wednesday we first met up, and so he's been in here a few times, but we're formally getting to know him and getting his feet wet with his first radio debut. So joining me in the studio is Brennan Boyer, and I've known him just for a few days. We've corresponded, for a couple months, because Steve Griffin initially said, Mark, I think I might have somebody that's interested in an internship. And I'm like, oh, let me get out all my paperwork. We haven't had an internship since Elijah Eastfold was a part of the team a year and a half ago. And so I'm always interested in training young individuals, men and women that want to know more about broadcasting. But you have a greater or a more specific interest in analyzing things, the engineering side of stuff. And so in a moment here, I'll have you share some of your perspective on your first few days with this ministry. But Steve Griffin was bragging you up. I guess you and him have done some little volunteering projects together.
Yeah.
He said, Mark, he'll fit in great with the team. And so I've already assigned you and him to work on a couple side projects. But you joined us for Doug's Christian Business Network luncheon last Wednesday. Yeah. And so we've gotten to touch base a few times. But thank you for joining me for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And I began welcome to the team. And whenever I introduce somebody new that's a part of the team, I trust, I rely on, I'm asking for our listeners, be praying up Brennan. You're a junior going into your senior year at Greenville University in Greenville, Illinois. But I always ask our listeners be mindful of all of us on staff. Please, as Brennan comes to mind or the team comes to mind, pray up the various ways that we can serve you more effectively. We try to keep the broadcast going on the air. We try to be innovative with some of the gatherings or open houses or special functions or workshops or seminars that we put on. And so we appreciate your prayers, and I'd ask that you pray up Brennan as he continues in his studies and seeks the Lord's leading and how he'll use his gifts and his talents and his abilities to further kingdom purposes. But he's very willing and open to be our newest intern. So it's going to be during the summer period. So you may hear his voice from time to time, or you'll hear about him and Stephen working on a system at one of our remote locations or tower sites, or we have a host of different things we're going to train him in. But we began, Brennan, with reading out of Isaiah 45. And at first you said, well, I really like this aspect or this verse in Isaiah, but I like these Bible verses. And wow, there's so much. There's Proverbs that I enjoy or some of the gospel accounts. And then as we were looking for a specific verse in chapter 45, we came across this and we said, hey, let's go with this. So I think part of our theme and part of what maybe God would have us all look at today is that, and I'll restate this verse, Isaiah 45, verse 6, so that from the rising of the sun, so that's really from the beginning of this day to the place of its setting, so through into the evening, men may know that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. So God is sovereign. God is good. God is to be obeyed and followed and worshiped. And so maybe on this Monday, which I'm going to turn into a little of a testimony Tuesday, I'm going to ask you a little of your faith journey. I haven't heard your story other than I know we prayed before the broadcast, so it was a good prayer. I know Steve has said some good things about you, and I think you're involved in one of the local churches here.
I am.
So on this Monday, give us a little bit of a testimony Tuesday.
Okay. So, of course, I would be remiss in saying that, like, of course, I'm there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's just definitely a constant thing of like ups and downs and like moments of doubt to where I get that build of confidence every now and then, mm-hmm. where it's like I fall short, but I'm able to get back to it. I'm a pastor's kid, so throughout my whole life, there has been church. Even at the deepest points of which I completely doubted everything, I still went to church because it's like, oh, well, my dad is preaching, so I got to go and support. But I'd say now, because I go to a Christian university, Greenville University, that has definitely been able to get me kind of back on track on different things, and it's been really nice.
And as part of your faith journey, and I wrote down the word sanctification, which God is always in the business of refining us, of growing us, of maturing us. None of us come to Christ and then never fall short or fail or sin again. It's constantly a couple steps forward, maybe a step backwards. The Psalms are filled with David crying out, why, O God, or my father and mother have abandoned me, and are you too to abandon me? And usually it resolves it by the end of the Psalm. He's worshiping God again, but God's not afraid of our doubts or our confusion, even our anger. He's a big enough God to deal with all of our emotions. So if you might have heard, what do you mean? Your pastor's kidding. You doubted it sometimes? How can that be? Hey, that's pretty true of all of us, I would think, if we really examined our lives, because if we just totally trusted in God, I think we would be completely different people all the time.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I really appreciated Isaiah. And I found the one that I was actually looking for at the beginning, where in Isaiah 7, like right after 6, I form the light and create darkness.
Oh, we bring, were right there, too.
We're right there. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. So it's just the amount of things that I've seen in, like, my life, and I know in, like, whatever the listener's life has been going through, God is in it. You know, you get different messages in Job to where God literally puts him through all these trials and things. In Isaiah, it's Isaiah calling out the Israelites saying, hey, this isn't where we're supposed to be. You know, terrible things have happened to us. Terrible things are going to, but God's still in it. You know?
Yeah, I like this verse. And it's funny because we had talked about that other verse, but we stopped at verse 6 and said, let's just go with that. Well, there it is. Verse 7, I form the light and separate darkness. But I like this part. I bring prosperity and create disaster. And some would say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We like the part about God bringing prosperity. We all want to benefit and flourish and have good things happen to us. But wait a minute. And create disaster. Well, sometimes it's through disaster that we get broken.
Yeah.
And that we find a need to lean into Jesus or to surrender to God or to give up something because we were holding it as an idol. And he will bring about things that will bring change. And then it goes on to finish up with, I, the Lord, do all these things. God is sovereign. That's kind of my go-to, Brennan. Whenever I try to think through things or feel a bit overwhelmed or am taxed, I default to, well, God's either sovereign or he's not. It's very simple in my mind. He's either sovereign or he's not. He either can do all things or he can't. There's no wishy-washy that maybe, or I don't know if he's powerful enough. I believe he is sovereign, and then that nothing can happen outside of his permissive will, which kind of helps me through those times of difficulties or uncertainties.
Which I actually had, like, one of the greatest quotes from one of my professors was this idea that the biggest sin that we could ever commit is the sin believing that, like, oh, we're out of reach. Because then it just suddenly is like, oh, God can't reach us. God can't do this. Well, no, then you're demeaning the whole idea and forgetting the whole of what God is. God is able to reach you, you know?
Well, it was kind of funny last Wednesday when I introduced you a bit to this group that we had lunch with. I said, it's so interesting with Brennan, who's our new intern, in case you just tuned in. We're about 10 minutes into the program, but Brennan Boyer, this is his radio debut, if you will. He's starting to assist in other different ways behind the scenes. In fact, the first day in, last Wednesday, when he came in, we were trying to figure out this receiver not broadcasting the radio. You know, that's what the receiver's supposed to do. And we're like, it's got to be a simple thing. And so we were right away trying to work on that and fix that. Yeah. And then did some other things, but he joins me today as our new intern, and I thought it'd be a great way to introduce him to you, our radio listening family, as he'll be doing some of the behind-the-scenes work and working alongside Steve and some of the other team. He has a desire to know more about the technical side of how the radio programming works and how the equipment works. He's going to be doing some site inspections, and we have some other things that he'll be working on. Steve Griffin, who also volunteers with this radio ministry, suggested that he'd be a good fit. And so he went through the candidating process. He had to send in a couple of references and different things. And so he's been vetted pretty well. And so he joins us on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Brennan has a sister, a younger sister, right?
Yes.
And you've lived in the greater Springfield area. Are you 20? How old are you?
I am 21.
21. Okay. Oh, that's where I was going with last Wednesday when I was introducing you.
Yeah.
I said, it's kind of refreshing because most of my other interns have been 15, 16, or 17. Wonderful interns, a delight to be around, but a little immature or maybe new to many things. And when I first met you, because it was really, we met at that luncheon, I was like, wow, this guy's mature and thoughtful and has some insights and is adult. I was just like, wow, I'm used to my interns being so much younger. So 21 and open to God's leading. So you're in your junior year and you'll be entering your senior year this coming August.
Yeah.
And so do you sense a leading on what direction you're going to go into?
I have no idea. So when I started college, I had no idea what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know, but I think where I'm at now, I'm actually very grateful because it's like I'm coming out of college with audio engineering degree, organizational leadership, and a certification in IT and a minor in digital media. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I have options in these different careers with these degrees and these qualifications. And going into college, I was just like, oh, maybe I'll do engineering. Mm-hmm. And that fell through. And it was terrifying. But yeah, I'm just very grateful at where I'm at now.
And I would be remiss if I didn't challenge you to give a shout out or two for your mom and dad, or maybe even your sister, but talk a little about them. Have they been pretty supportive? And, you know, Brennan, we just want you happy. They certainly probably are praying that you're in the center of God's will, but have they been pretty supportive and encouraging?
The scariest portion was like saying, hey, I don't want to do engineering anymore. And I want to look at other majors because I was already through my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is my dad works at colleges. So he's like, Brennan, the regular freshman changes their major like three times, you know? And so that was comforting. But I was especially worried about my mom because she's like a chemistry teacher and is like, you should do STEM, you know, because you're really smart at all this. And it's like, yeah, but I'm not feeling it and not really like feeling led towards it.
And for those unfamiliar, what's STEM?
STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, I think. Don't like, don't quote me on that.
Yeah, yeah. So she felt any of those fields or those emphases would be great.
Yeah, but I was very much like getting more in the music crowd within Greenville. And it's just like, well, I'm going to try this out. And I've had a lot of complications with it, but I think it's definitely something that I've been called to. But yeah.
And for some of the senior saints that are listening in, probably delighting, all right, Mark's bringing in some younger people with different experiences in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, many of us have been around for many years, and so we can maybe sometimes get trapped into this is the way we've always done it to thinking about those around our age bracket. But for the listener that's grappling with these things that are happening on campuses or the younger generation, what are they thinking? You can't really speak for everyone obviously, but what goes through a typical junior, senior in college as they're trying to navigate through what God might be leading them to do, or for that matter, those that don't know God that are just trying to figure out this hurting world?
Well, part of it, of course, I'm not going to solve everything in the next 5 minutes, but what I can speak to is that I think the biggest victory is just finishing the degree.
Mm-hmm.
I have had so many college professors just sit down and say, hey, I used to work for this radio station. Now I'm doing archaeology in Israel. Mm-hmm. And it's like how you went from point A to point B, just doing this completely random thing. And I think that really speaks to anyone in college who is just like, hey, it doesn't really matter what you're in right now. It just matters that like you're willing to change in the future, you know, and that's very that I think that's the biggest thing that God calls us to do in different things is to change in those moments and to realize, all right, this isn't where we're at right now, but we can like progress later and get better, you know?
And sometimes there's that adage, it's easier to redirect or direct a moving target. So if you're moving forward, and certainly for those that are followers of Jesus that are asking God to lead or order our steps, I think that's one of the best prayers to start any day. Lord, you know the day that's ahead of me. Help order my steps. Help there be divine appointments. Help there be no coincidences. Yeah. You are sovereign. And the things that I'm going to experience today, help them to be providential, used of you to either guide me or lead me, or maybe it's a conversation, maybe it's a person you need to contact, maybe it's a note you need to write or a phone call you need to make, maybe it's just an encouraging word to somebody, to learning, you know, the ABCs for some of our younger listeners. All that can be used of God to not only mature us and help us gain knowledge and wisdom, but give us the ability of gift sets to bless others.
And like, that's something that I've talked to different pastors about, how like the biggest thing that I think we could definitely pray for is to be humbled and to say, give me wisdom, you know, because it's often like, okay, I know this different answer and I know this different thing going on. So God, just help me decipher, help me guide. But it's just like, God, I don't know anything, you know, and it's just like, please, can you give me this level of wisdom of like, give me this knowledge and give me these resources to actually know, you know?
Yeah, well, we serve a great God that delights in those that are humble, those that seek after him, those that are pliable. Yeah. I think, and this might sound a little weird, but one of my maybe greatest strengths is I'm very teachable. I think my mom used to say, Lord, keep me green so I know I'm growing.
Yeah.
Little shout out for you, Mom, if you heard that this morning, if you tuned in. My brother listens every day out in Arizona.
Oh,
so
that's amazing.
He'll critique that one. He said, you didn't shout out for the bankers. He's a banker and he's vice president of securities and different things. But anyways, I think that when we're teachable, means that we're humble because we recognize we can learn and can become more proficient in different ways. Yeah, listening friend, we want you to be teachable. We want you to be humble. God will elevate you at the right times. And when you're teachable, people are more readily willing to pour into you, to give you insights and growth. And in case you missed the front end of the program, in the studio with me on this Monday is Brennan Boyer. He's our new intern. He officially, I guess, starts his first full week this week. He came in a few times last week and we met up and we're just getting to know each other and trying to figure out some steps to take so that he gains wisdom in different areas, not so much maybe broadcasting, but you're holding your own. Yeah. I think you could be on other programs. So
Thank you.
I think many times engineers aren't as personable as you are, but you seem to hold your own really well.
I've done improv before. I've actually worked at the radio station in Greenville too a bit. So
So there's some
background. I have a few things under my belt.
Okay. Well, I should tell the listener, we even had a 4 to 5 minute song as a backup because I thought, well, what are we going to talk about? We just kind of threw this together quickly. So we were going to play a song, but I don't think we need to play that. Just have a couple of closing minutes here. But I did want to emphasize again, listening friend, that I count it a privilege when God raises up new people to help extend his kingdom purposes through this ministry. And it's always fun and it's delightful to have new interns because of their energy and their youth and their, you know, the grasp of what's going on in the world. Sometimes we can get trapped into our own people groups or our own like-minded individuals and we lose perspective or we just don't understand because we're not either educated or in those circles. And so Brennan brings some of his own gifts. As mentioned, he's a junior and he'll be heading into his senior year this coming August, but he's open to working with us. So you're going to hear maybe some of the things he's doing behind the scenes, but I think he's capable of doing some radio announcing and some other things. We're going to show him some of the technical side of how the systems all work, and maybe he'll do some audio editing. I had him capture the song off the internet. I said, hey, find that song off the internet. I wanted to play the thank you for giving to the Lord because we all have different roles that we can play, whether it's teaching Sunday school or financially supporting. supporting somebody or assisting in various ways. And I thought that would be a great song to play. But I think we'll save that for another time. And we had to find a different artist that sings that song. It's a great song with great lyrics, but I wanted to find somebody else that sings that song. And so we'll save that for another time. But
yeah,
in our closing minute or two, Brennan, if people were going to be praying for you, I've already asked them to do that, but maybe specifically, is it good grades? Is it retaining information? Is it finding that future helpmeet? Is it, you know, what would you want them to pray for you?
I would say, on one hand, pray for stability.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of times where I find myself like, oh, shoot, I have to plan for this thing, or, oh, this thing's going to jump out of nowhere. So I would definitely say stability and rest. Mm. That is something that I, as a workaholic, I absolutely mm-hmm. hate, yeah. but I need to suck it up and lay down every now and then.
Okay. I can't help you on that because
when
you learn how to do it, you tell me.
Yeah. You know, and just prayers for that, you know?
Sure. Okay. Well, we appreciate you beginning your first full week as our new intern here at the WLUJ family of stations. But I'm going to probably bring you to some of the gatherings we have in yep. Champaign and with our 19 different locations. You know, there's a lot to learn and we cover a lot of area. So we'll get yeah. you on a couple different road trips. But I'm going to close out with the two verses, the verse that we began with and yeah. then the verse that we found that we want to talk about too. But if you turn to Isaiah chapter 45, this is verse 6 and 7. And may God use it in a special way to maybe bring to mind something that you're struggling with or thinking about, or whether you do in fact buy into the fact that God is sovereign, that his will be accomplished, and that he does want to work in and through you. And whether it's prosperity or sometimes disastrous things that happen, he's still in control. He's sovereign and he's good and he loves you. But this is Isaiah 45 verses 6 and 7. So that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, men may know there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Brennan Boyer with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.